Whenever you're ready.
Okay, I'm going to paraphrase. It's about two old gentlemen who decided to meet up with each other after 20 years. Bob and Jimmy were their names. I believe Bob was there at this old restaurant where a restaurant used to be. It was one cold and windy night. The policeman was on his beat, and he, as he swung his stick and came around, he saw the man. He approached him and asked him what he was waiting for, and he said he was waiting there to meet a friend. They were friends. They grew up together, and they went their separate ways, and they decided for 20 years that they would meet back at this place where they had dinner previously in the last 20 years. So as he waited, the policeman sort of struck up a conversation with him. He told him that Bob told the policeman that his friend was going to meet him there. Once the policeman realized or felt that he was there waiting for someone, he went on and began to continue to check the businesses, you know, try the doors and all. And pretty soon, once the policeman left, I think the man lit a cigarette. There was a match. He lit a cigarette or a cigar, Jimmy came around the corner, who Bob thought was Jimmy came around, and he asked if that was him, and he said, well, you know, I didn't realize that you'd grown 2 or 3 inches. They grew up together. He says, in time, a lot of things happen. They both inquired how they had fared within the last 20 years about their jobs and all. And as the conversation went on, it came to a point where he realized, oh, Bob, I believe, had a scar. When he lit the cigarette, he could see that he had a scar on his cheek. And as the conversation went on, he realized that this was not Jimmy. He said because he changed from a Roman nose. Nobody could change from a Roman nose, I believe, to a pug nose, or from a pug nose to a Roman nose, one or the other. And later, this is when Jimmy confessed that he was not who he thought that he was, but he recognized him as being wanted by the police. His friend had turned him in, unbeknownst to him. He sent a plain clothesman to pretend that he was him, and because he realized that he'd seen the Chicago newspaper or on the news that Bob was wanted, he was unable to do it because he was his friend. He didn't want to turn him in. He was unable to do it, so he sent a plainclothesman to come and arrest him. The plainclothesman asked if he was going to come peaceably or, you know, put up a fight. And that's about as much as I can remember about it.
Okay, that's all I can tell. Thank you. That's very good. Okay, the next thing I would like you to do is it still running? Yeah. Next thing I would like for you to do is tell me a story, maybe a childhood experience of some kind, but try to think of a story that has at least 3 people in it, 3 or more people.
Okay. I'll tell a story about my mother was a musician, and we sang, my mother, my sister, and myself. She taught music. And we were always singing someplace, my mother, my sister, and myself. And one night we were at this church about to go on program. And it's real funny, believe it or not, we all sat up and we sort of nodded and we missed our turns. It was unbelievable. You wouldn't think that, well, it was a week that we had just been going continuously singing and performing in different places. And I guess we were just tired because it was like a day, like we'd been in school, and it was during the night, during the week. And when they called for us, we were all sort of nodding, and that's one of my bad faults or habits even now. So an usher had to come and shake my mother and wake her up. And then she, like we were, my sister and I, we were both sitting on each side of her. So when the usher shook my mother and told her they'd call for us, and she sort of hunched us, and we all jumped up, and it was pretty funny. It was very embarrassing. It was pretty funny, but we did do our trio, and it was, we got a good applause. And I guess that's about the funniest thing that I can remember about my mother and my sister, who are both deceased now. But we had a lot of good times together, and that's, I guess that's one of the most outstanding things I can remember about them.
Okay, thank you. Make sure this is still running. I like to check periodically because you never know. Okay, hang on to that. Now I'm going to tell you a story, a very short story, and then I want you to repeat it back to me using, if you can remember, the same words as I used.
Oh, boy.
And these are, we're moving into the memory exercises now. Okay, here's the story. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she didn't see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries, so she put the groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and the little girl told her that she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved. Okay, that's the story. Give it back to me.
There was a lady who went shopping, and when she got ready to pay for her groceries, she found out that her wallet was missing. So she had no way to pay for her groceries. She put the groceries back and she went home. When she got home, the phone rang. A little girl told her that she, I believe that she had found her wallet. And this made her very happy.
Okay, great. Now I want you to try to remember that because I'm going to ask you to tell me that story again, the very last. Okay, now I'm going to say some numbers to you, and I want you to repeat them back to me. This is, these are the memory exercises. Okay, ready? 582.
Oh, okay, 582.
694.
694.
6439.
6439.
7286.
7286.
42731.
47231.
75836.
75836.
619473.
619473.
392487.
392487.
5917428.
5914278.
417-9386.
417-9386.
581-92647.
581-9247.
382-95174.
382-9154. 74. Okay.
275-862-584.
275-86. 4 was the last one. I'm sorry.
Okay. Now I'm going to say some numbers, but this time repeat them backwards.
Oh boy.
Okay.
4. 4-2.
Yes. 5-8.
8-5.
6-2-9.
9-2-6.
4-1-5.
5-1-4.
3-2-7-9.
9-7-2-3.
4-9-6-8.
8-6-9-4.
1-5-2-8-6.
6-8-2-1. I think I remember them.
Almost. 6-1-8-4-3.
3. Four, I guess 6 was the first one. I guess I'm not good at going backwards.
Okay, one more. 5, 3, 9, 4, 1, 8.
Ooh. 8, 1, 3, 4, 5.
Next exercise. I'm going to time you on this one. This is categories, and basically what I want you to do is I'm going to give you some categories, 3. And for each category, I want you to name as many items that fall into that category as you can think of, as fast as you can think of it.
Okay. And can you give me an example first?
Sure. Okay. Like, for example, if I said the category was clothing, then you would say shirts, belts, shoes, stockings.
Okay. How many things would I have to name?
As many as you can.
Oh, as many as I can.
And try to fill up a minute.
Oh, Lord. Oh, okay.
Okay, are you ready for this one?
Yes.
Okay, the first category is foods. Tell me as many foods as you can think of.
Oh, greens, beans, potatoes, carrots, meats, vegetables, oranges, apples, potato salad, corn, hot dogs, hamburgers, pies, cakes, cookies, candy, cheese, Jello, sweet potatoes, Irish potatoes, carrots, bananas, apples, oranges, peaches, pears, grapes, strawberries, lemons, limes, squash, zucchini, asparagus,
read it out?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. That was 1 minute and 26 seconds. That's
okay.
Good. Okay. The next category is animals. Maybe as many animals as you can think of.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Dog, cat, tiger, lion, bear, lamb, wolves, kittens, horse, mule, donkey, jaguar, hippopotamus, elephant, alligator, snake, monkeys, apes, orangutan, lizards, birds, owl, hawk. Those aren't animals, those are birds. I think I'm going to name as many as I can think of right now.
Okay. The last category is kitchen items, things you find in the kitchen.
Things you can think of. Okay. Plates, cups, sauces, knife, fork, spoon, pans, mixer, toaster, oven, stove, refrigerator, microwave. Some kitchens have washer and dryer. My table, chairs, sink. Dish rack, dish towel, dish cloth, mats, placemats, napkins, tablecloth.
I still need that. This is an exercise. It's more of an attention task than a memory task. Well, this is my practice sheet. You see the first one, this is part one. I want you to just read across and name those colors. It's just read across as fast as you can.
Orange, green, brown, purple.
Right, that's what I want you to do. Here, I want you to start from here, go all the way across each row, and end here, and read it as fast as you can. Just read it down as fast as you can.
Okay, but I'm going across, right?
And I'm going to try and use how fast you did. Okay.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Now, do you see part two of the practice? Tell me the color of each dot as fast as you can.
Gray, blue, black, red.
That's the task. Same thing, start from here, go across each row, and tell me the color of each dot as fast as you can. And start.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, green, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
See the last part three? This time, I want you to read across, but don't read the word. Tell me the color that the word is printed in. As fast as you can.
Okay.
Do that for yourself.
You ready?
Go ahead. Do that for me so I know that you're...
Green, orange, gray, yellow. I mean, blue. Okay. I'm supposed to tell the color.
Yeah, just the color. Yeah, you did it right.
Green, black, gray, blue.
Yes. That's the task. Reading across, finishing here, tell me the color that the word is printed in. Don't read the word. Tell me the color.
But the color that is printed in.
Okay. And start.
Okay. Blue, red, green, yellow. Green, yellow, green, blue, red, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, blue, red, yellow, green, red, blue, yellow, red.
Okay. 33 seconds. That's typical. Yeah, this is what I call an attention test. It's not only taxing your memory, but you have to think about, you know, just and not reading the words, which is what you want to do, and say what you normally don't want
to
do.
I'm saying what I'm seeing, not what it really is. Oh, did you want this one back too? Okay.
Do you remember that story I told you about the lady with the groceries?
Oh, Lord. The lady was in the store to buy groceries, and when she got to the counter, she discovered that she didn't have her billfold. So she had to put all the groceries back, and she went home, And by the time she got home, the telephone was ringing, and I believe a little girl had called to tell her that she had found a billboard. That's as much as I can remember.
Okay. That's all of the accounts I have. The rest is all form thoughts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.